before our benediction sends us to come and receive communion, I invite us to pray and bless the elements that we are about to receive. Will you pray with me? Holy Father, once again, things are not to our ideal plan. Communion packed in sterile packages, picked up along the street, isolated to our vehicles and apart from one another. But Lord, as we prepare for this meal, as we look at the bread and the juice, we are reminded that they are the sacrifice that you made for us, and that there is nothing in this world that can separate us from you, and that no matter if we are a vehicle or a house apart, that we are still connected through your Holy Spirit that keeps us together as the body of Christ. And so where we are, safely apart, we ask for your blessing to be poured out upon us and upon the gifts of bread and juice that we receive. May they become for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forevermore. Amen. And now I say, a new day is dawning. Despite what we see and hear in the world around us, the sunrise is coming. When it comes, it will break through the darkness of our world, darkness caused by violence and death and hunger and despair. And all those who now sit huddled in the shadows will be able to rise and walk with confidence in the light. So go from here with courage and hope to love and serve the Lord. Amen.